808 on Sports Radio 610, John and Lance. And this is one of the most highly listened to segments of our show.
Yep.
Time to bring in Coach Slocum Automobile, sponsored by Gordon Richardson and Associates. And he's not obviously on that line. I can't, there it is. That was smooth. Hey, Coach Slocum Automobile, welcome to the show.
Howdy, John, Lance. How are y'all doing?
We are doing great.
Coach, we're doing good.
Coach, big, big win against Oklahoma, followed by a loss at home to Missouri. It's tough to explain.
Well, we had that big win over Oklahoma. That's all we're happy about. I mean, we're bowl qualified, and I think it's pretty much that's the only thing that matters. We knew we had our goals within our grasp, and, you know, we took it to like six overtimes versus Missouri, but, you know, sometimes those things just get away from you. Great defensive effort. We're proud of our kids, and right now, although there's an outside chance we may go to the Humiliation Bowl, I think the guys down there in Orlando at the Tangerine Bowl, they still want us.
The Humiliation Bowl?
That's a humanitarian, Coach.
Yeah, Humiliation Bowl is up there in Boise, Idaho. They grow a lot of potatoes up there. So what happens, you know, they send out these goodie bags promoting their bowl games, and they sent a bunch of Mr. Potato Heads down. Mm-hmm. So we're playing with those. It's a lot of fun, and we figure if we beat Texas next week, we could just rearrange the face and make it look like Mac Brown and send it over to them.
Well, Coach, I mean, the Aggs are not happy right now. You gave them, everyone got so excited after the Oklahoma win, and a week later, Missouri comes in as a 10-point underdog and beats you at home. I mean, I know all you wanted to do was get that Oklahoma win under your belt and be bowl qualified, but, I mean, still, Coach, it's got to be a little disheartening for the Aggs.
Well, it was tough. We practiced all week. You know, we played PlayStation. We set up the A&M Missouri contest. We went through the playbook, and I think we were like 9 out of 10 on PlayStation against them. So we were confident coming into that game. And when we got out there, and, you know, the joysticks were kind of messing around and the controllers, and Reggie goes down. And unfortunately, you know, their guys, they came out on top there. But I think the fans, you know, they've just been so supportive the whole time. And they stayed around long after the Missouri game, and then they partied until the wee hours, just knowing that we're going to go somewhere over Christmas break.
Well, and Reggie, I think you talked about the biggest thing, Coach, and no coach can overcome losing their freshman quarterback, I think.
No, he can't. But I think, you know, the guys that we had coming in behind him, you know, Craig Stump, he's played some football in his days. Mm-hmm. So that guy, he's no stranger to winning Southwest Conference championships. And any time that, you know, you got a guy that can go either sport like Jeff Granger, I don't think that's no excuses for us. And we're not going to have any excuses going into next week. You know, we're not going to talk about the wind blowing. We're not going to talk about water in the field. You know, it's a big game next week. Me and Mac have talked about it. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, speaking of no excuses, Mac Brown said he wasn't going to offer any excuses for his loss this week against Tech. And on his TV show, the guy who ran the interview said, well, what about those six freshmen who are playing defense for you? He said, you know, that's not an excuse. We don't want to use that as an excuse, but it is hard winning with six freshmen out there. But, you know,
yeah,
that's part of the game.
No excuses, though, Coach, from Coach Brown either.
No, it's not. I had a talk with him about that, and usually he's a stand-up guy. But, you know, I wouldn't want to be in his shoes right now. I mean, the guy's lost this year. Fans are all over him. He's on the hot seat. And what he did, he went out there, and he, after all these national championships in February, he went out and promised the national championship in the fall. So I said, you know, Mike, you got to quit doing that. I tell my fans, I say, look, we're going to win six games. We're going to go to bowl games, so sit down and shut the hell up. And that's what they do. They, you know, they love that kind of talk.
Yeah. You tell fans to sit down and shut the hell up. I mean, they like it.
Yeah.
They like it.
That's the way to go about that.
Oh, it's Mac Brown calling right now, Coach.
That's Mac Brown?
Oh, he may be giving me a call.
RC, don't say that ever again.
That was Mac, and he apologizes for calling during your show, Coach. Coach, look, I'm on a mobile. The pop bangers are back out there. There's talk now on these internet sites that you're stepping down.
Here's the latest rumor. The latest rumor is that you're going to resign before the Texas game, and that the Missouri AD is going to be named AD at Texas A&M, and that Dennis Franchione is going to be the new head coach, announced before the end of the season at Texas A&M.
Well, it's just more guys out there, you know, they get out there on their keyboards. That could have been some of my coaches doing that. You know, we like to get out and spread all kinds of rumors on the Internet. It gives us another reason to call those recruits. And, of course, this week it's probably a bunch of guys in some burnt orange shirts doing that. I wouldn't put it past them, you know. The diversity amongst the fan base here is something to point out. You know, they got their tea-sipping, sandal-wearing, you know, flag-burning, herb-smoking, tongue-piercing fans over there. And then you go on my side, and we got the camo-wearing, you know, pot-banging, crew-cut-wearing guys. So, you know, it's always a fun week, and we'll send a bunch of people up there to Austin next week, have a big yell practice. And fans really get along well out there. You know, the night before there on 6th Street, it's a good time.
That's going to be fun, Coach. Can't wait for that. Thanksgiving night on 6th Street. That's always good, clean fun. But, Coach, seriously now, where are you in this? Are you in all, any way, shape, or form worried about your job here, Coach?
Not at all. I mean, you look at this. We're going to get to go to one of the – we're going to play on TV in December. I mean, that's huge for this program. I think if you look at what we've done, we won the Big 12 championship, and it just gets better every year. The next year we went to the Alamo Bowl, and then we went to the Independence Bowl. Last year we went to the Houston, you know, GalleryFurniture.com Bowl. So, you know, every year this program just takes a step up another notch, you know. It doesn't always work out that way. You got, you know, a guy like Chris Sims, he had a tough week last week. You know, it's not one of those games he's going to look back on and feel proud about himself. But the Golden Boy, you know, you take that one interception back, and he'd like to have it that way. But what he can do, he can look back and over the years and remember all the big games he won and all the bowl games he went to.
Well, there's talk now, Wally Groff says, you don't want to go. You won't go. Then you need to keep taking a step up. Alamo, and then Independence,
and you
then
won't
Gallery
go to that
Furniture,
humanitarian
and you
bowl.
Won't go to the Humiliation Bowl, Coach.
Well, I think that's our plan. But, you know, me and the coaches, we had a little talk. We wouldn't mind going up there doing a little duck and goose hunting. So it may work out perfect for us.
Well, Coach, what would you rather do? Go to the Humiliation Bowl, or would you rather spend some time off doing whatever it is that you like to do?
I'd like to go to a bowl game first, but, you know, like I said, Tangerine Bowl's our guy. And we,
right. But, Coach, I don't think you're going there. I mean, you keep saying that, but I
– Tangerine Bowl's. I think that's out of your grasp now, Coach.
Well, Coach, guys, I've been a lifelong fan of Goofy, and it's been my dream to meet, sit down, and have a discussion with Goofy and meet him, get his autograph, and I think it's going to work out. You know, some people said there's some resemblance there. I don't know, but I really like Goofy, and I can't wait to go down there and meet him.
I don't know. Look, an email came in from Jeff the Aggie. He said, Coach, can you hold my beer for a second? I think I saw a defense line on the ground, and I wanted to pick it up for you. Oh, your defense line on the ground.
Oh, come on, Coach. Well, the Wrecking Crew has been – how about the, you know, defending the War Memorial?
Hold my beer while I hand the offense over to Dino Babers. Oh, we're getting a lot of hold my beers right now,
a lot
now,
of hold
Coach.
My beers for you, Coach.
I'll tell you, like I said, the Gulf Coast offense has come alive. And we're an offensive powerhouse, one of the top 20 passing teams in the nation. And, you know, the Wrecking Crew, they got to step up. Those guys, they're doing a decent job, though. You know, they've held most people lately to under 500 yards. So I think if we can keep that up, you know, we could sneak out a seventh win this year.
Well, that'll be well. It's the big rivalry, Coach. And, you know, next Wednesday, you're going to be on a day earlier next week for everybody out there listening. It's next Wednesday. Coach Slocum on a mobile will be joining us because the big rivalry. And let's not forget also the Touchdown Club of Houston here is going to have you, Coach, and Coach Mack Brown on a mobile also on the same day because you guys can't come in. You guys are going to be too busy to come in for the big event, right?
We got stuff to do. You know, we got a busy week next week. But
you're supposed to resign before that game, so you're going to be very busy, Coach.
Well, that's true. You know, if the internet pollsters and that, if they win the poll on Texas this week, it may not be around by next week. But we're waiting with bated breath, and we can't wait to come out and meet all the tea sippers. It's going to be a good time.
That's going to be fun. Well, Coach, congratulations on holding your own this week against Missouri. You took them to overtime. Congratulations on that. Unfortunately, it didn't end the right way. But we'll talk to you again next week for the big rivalry game.
All right, gig 'em, guys. Talk to you all next week.
All right, that's Coach Slocum on a mobile, sponsored by Gordon Richardson and Associates.